Warriors made it to Thursday. Glad you could join us here on the radio. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK. Looks like we're going to have a pretty nice day. We're going to talk a little bit about sports. We're going to talk about weather. That coming up in just a bit. Going to be a quick newscast today. Oh, the last two nights, I just have not been able to sleep, and that means also that I am limiting what I talk about today. Tomorrow, I kind of think we'll be talking a lot about it. I am just so disappointed in the county commissioners that we have right now. It's kind of beyond even talking about. We're going to talk about the county commissioners and a public hearing that they are holding next Tuesday, right in the middle of the day when anybody that actually has a job that doesn't work for the government isn't going to be able to attend, or they're going to have to take time off to go to this afternoon hearing. And what this is one of those important things. Hope to see that we have an overflow crowd Tuesday down at the Ag Trade Center. The county commissioners want to do away with the owner exemption. They want to march in step with Jay Inslee and all the bureaucrats over in Olympia and say that you're not going to be able to build your own house. Well, we went through this in the mid-80s, and we got rid of county commissioners because they didn't understand that this is really Stevens County, and I guess maybe it's time we get rid of some more county commissioners. We'll see what they have to say. So far, they're more concerned about what their attorneys tell them they can say than really telling the truth at all about this building change. This is a major change. You know, realistically, it's not a real major change, but philosophically, it is just horrendous. We are still different here in Stevens County than the rest of the state. And for me, I want to stay that way. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to try and get a little rest so that we can put everything together. But you want to make sure and be listening tomorrow. We're going to talk to, we're going to try and talk to the county commissioners. So far, it's, God, I can't talk to you. I can't say anything. We got to talk to our attorneys before we say anything. Hey, God, I hate it when public officials want to hide behind the skirts of their attorneys. And that's what we've got for commissioners right now. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Enough on that. We're going to look at a few things in the news coming right up.
For music and audio, it's House of Music and Stereo.
It's back to school time, and that means it's also time to join the band. Give your student the opportunity to participate in some of the finest music programs in the state right here in our area. Your local House of Music has an easy rent-to-own program with a large selection of quality Yamaha, Kahn, Holton, and Armstrong band instruments and accessories. The House of Music also offers full service on all makes and models of musical instruments, so for the best selection and service and an easy rent-to-own program, see the affordable experts at the House of Music and Stereo in beautiful, historic downtown Colville. Get your band instrument ready soon. Call the House of Music at 684-6441 or stop in at 142 South Main in downtown Colville.
The outdoor homeless shelter area for the city of Colville, it's pretty much full up right now. Well, let's get an update. City of Colville Mayor Jack Smith on a variety of topics, including the homeless space.
Jack Smith here, Mayor of Colville. Just give you an update on situation down at the homeless shelter there. One time we had as high as 40, but it's down to about 31. Kind of in that mid-30 range is what we've got right now. So for the last 2 weeks, we finally got our full-time facility manager down there. One of the things we're doing is making sure the organization is now in place there, rule enforcement, and we can keep that place much cleaner than it has been before. Been working pretty hard with the Northeast Tri-County Health District to do that, doing various things, upgrading the roll-off container for the garbage there, getting the things out. And it's just a lot easier to do now that we have an employee down there working full-time on that. Another thing I'd like to point out is there's a Facebook post by Sheriff Mankey that really encapsulates the intent of the city for the homeless camp and why it's there in a very short fashion. It hits all the key points that I'm always asked about, and it's part of my stock answer whenever I'm asked about why we have the homeless camp there and why it needs to be there. It goes into some background of the students that necessitated it and that type of thing. Got an eyes on manager there. It means that the stuff we can concentrate on, or at least we hope to, clean everything up, make sure everybody's following the rules, because that's hard to do when you only have volunteers doing that once or twice. But everybody respects when you have eyes on there for a considerable period of time. And then the thing is to start identifying and moving people out to the services we can get. Meetings with the health district there. We're looking to have meetings with Rural Reason, get involved with them to see to get their services involved down there. So once again, it's easier to target those things and hopefully start moving some people out. We have had some success. We got one person a job and got them moved out. And that was all from our facility manager did that. So he had not only good contracting skills to make sure the physical qualities of the camp keep their integrity, but he's got good person skills there too. I think we're looking forward to a good improvement down there. Up at our airport, we just got a 12,000 gallon jetty fuel tank in place. We see that being used for in the near future helicopter fueling, mainly during the fire season. So once again, for the fires up in this location, they'll have more time to fight fires and less time having to travel down to Park or another airport to get that fuel. So that'd be a big asset and help us out a lot up here.
That was a city update from Colville Mayor Jack Smith.
In today's world, with all the convenience of drive-through restaurants, fast-paced lifestyles, and distractions everywhere, dining rooms have gone from dining rooms to just rooms. Saunders Furniture is helping bring the family back to the table with the dining room sale going on now. And during the dining room sale, you'll also receive $25 worth of locally raised Jabe's beef with every dining room purchase. Because when we eat together, we grow together. Saunders Furniture, downtown Colville.
A quick reminder here, in case you see some smoke, the Colville National Forest is beginning their planned prescribed fire operations, well, likely today. If the wind and the where they expect the smoke to go cooperates, they're going to get underway with their prescribed fires. Now, this is something that is done every year, the Colville National Forest, looking forward to continuing the use of prescribed fires as one of the many tools as they work to address the national wildfire crisis. They work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Natural Resources, the National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, the private landowners, of course, local authorities. Now, if you see smoke, it is likely going to be one of these prescribed fire operations. So keep an eye out, and the smoke could be in the vicinity of the prescribed burns. Just depends on the weather, the air quality in the prescribed fire areas. They really watch that close. And if it's going to blow smoke into the populated areas or that, they'll hold off on doing their prescribed burns. You can get more information by calling the district office that's closest to the particular prescribed fire operation, whether it's Republic, Three Rivers, the supervisor's office here in Colville. They do have a map of planned and completed Burns. You can find that online with the Colville National Forest.
At Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front-end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-688-46945 today.
In non-league volleyball last night, the Colville Crimson Hawks hosted the Chewila Cougars. Well, Colville winning the first game 25-23. In the second game, Chewila picked up the 25-17 win. The Cougars also won the third game 25-13 before closing out the non-league match with 25-21 win in the fourth game. Chewila, a 3-1 win over Colville. Next up for Colville is going to be Riverside. That'll be next Tuesday. We'll have that match on KCVL. It's going to be good football game tonight. Colville hosting Riverside. Northeast A-League football. That coming up at 7 o'clock. Earl Abedins will have the play-by-play. That'll be on KCVL.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Julio Rodriguez hit a run-scoring double and later scored the tie-breaking run after drawing an intentional walk, leading the playoff-contending Mariners to a 3-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels. Castillo added six strong innings for the Mariners. They rebounded from Monday's extra inning loss to take 2 of 3 from Los Angeles. Rodriguez lined an RBI double off the left field wall in the third, put the Mariners on the board. With two outs in the fifth and a 2-1 lead, Los Angeles intentionally walked Rodriguez despite Ty France being on first. Cal Raleigh and Hernandez, well, they made the Angels pay. The Mariners, a 3-2 win. Good win indeed. They are still right in that playoff race. It's an off day for the Mariners today. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Country Fair at 115 West 2nd in Colville. Right now, the 2024 calendars, they're going fast. New purses from 60s are in. Fall flowers are out, and new hats and gloves are ready for the cold weather coming. You'll find it at Country Fair. We're going to see sunshine and 80 degrees today here in Colville. A hot 86 on Friday, 88 Saturday. Still sunshine, 83 Sunday. Monday, the temperatures are going to drop, but we're still expecting sunny skies, 72 the high Monday. It could frost by Tuesday. 74 the high Tuesday, 69 Wednesday, and early Wednesday morning, depending on your location, there's a good possibility you might get frost. So be ready. Cover your plants if you've still got your vegetables and plants out. Stop by today. Check them out. Country Fair. You'll find them at 115 West 2nd here in Colville. Glad you could be with us. It's a Thursday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Smash Mouth Politics really pops when there's another hot mic moment. It's your chance to get a good snootful of what you're not supposed to see. Think of it like catching them in knee-high black socks with open-toe sandals, trying to validate their parking ticket. It might be sad to watch, but when it's Bad Donkey that gets caught, they just have another hit of laughing gas and remind you that you're the problem. It's like a Bad Donkey miracle. Then you think, maybe bear spray would keep them off me. But no, it's not that easy. Since Bad Donkey gets into all those hard-to-reach places, like college, Congress, even the Whole Foods, just to stink up the joint with, well, this.
And the Republican can criticize my economic record, but look at what I've inherited and what I've done.
Wait, what?
And the Republican can criticize my economic record, but look at what I've inherited and what I've done.
Who let this happen? And, oh yeah, about your pay. Well, yeah, that's going up, except right now there's a helium shortage. So, hey, not my fault. But go ahead and give us a call when you're boneless and skinless so we can help you limp over to the nearest mail-in ballot box. And remember, we got free weenies for you up there if you'll just let us fill that in for you. And you thought only Kamala would bring a hostess gift to a funeral. This is your Uncle Otis. I'll see you at the peace.